during a White House meeting, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio interrupted Donald Trump with a handwritten note. He urged the president to be the first to announce a peace deal in Gaza.
Yeah, I was just given a note by the Secretary of State saying that we're very close to a deal in the Middle East and they're going to need me pretty quickly.
Not long after the note was revealed, Trump said he was very proud to announce the first phase of the deal. Speaking to Fox News later, he shared some more details.
As we speak, so much is happening to get the hostages freed, and we think they'll all be coming back on Monday. So it looks like that's the thing, and that'll include the bodies of the dead. So Gaza, we believe, is going to be a much safer place, and it's going to be a place that reconstructs, and other countries in the area will help it reconstruct, and we'll be involved in helping them make it successful and helping it stay peaceful.
After 2 years of bloody war in Gaza sparked by the October 7 attacks, here is what the first phase of the deal is believed to entail. The Israeli hostages should be released within 72 hours. There are 48 hostages held in Gaza, 20 of whom are believed to still be alive.
With the approval of the first phase of the plan, all our hostages will be brought home. This is a diplomatic success and a national and moral victory for the state of Israel.
A source within Hamas told the AFP that in exchange for the hostages, Israel will release nearly 2,000 Palestinian prisoners. The U.S. president also announced that Israel will withdraw its troops to a line agreed upon during earlier negotiations. But many unresolved questions remain, and not all details have been agreed upon, which could still lead to the deal's collapse, like in previous peace efforts.